Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This time last year, we talked about an incident where the state of Illinois allowed a group of Satanists to set up a display and worship the satanic image of Baphomet in the Illinois state capitol. This week, Satanists in Minnesota were allowed to do the same thing. In both cases, the contrast was stark. Light versus darkness, evil versus good, truth versus a lie. On the one side are traditional nativity scenes with Mary, Joseph, and the Christ child, while in the case of Illinois was a manger occupied by a satanic image, flanked by two men dressed in black singing praises to Satan. As disturbing as these incidences are, it gives us yet another chance to talk about what Christmas is rather than what Christmas is not. On a broadcast that typically focuses on politics and public policy, it gives us a chance to step back and look at the bigger picture, to take an eternal perspective in the never-ending temporal battles. As believers in Christ, we're sometimes tempted to respond with statements like, "Jesus is the reason for the season." And while that's true, it now seems trite, overused, and cliché. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Be ready to give a defense for the hope that is in you." Christ is not just the reason for the season. His coming was part of God's plan from the very beginning. Prophecies foretold his coming thousands of years before he arrived. The Christmas story is all about God's plan for the redemption of his creation. The setting in motion of the sequence of events that ultimately led to a cross on Calvary years later and Christ's victory over sin and death. While Christmas has been politicized in recent decades, it's a chance for policymakers to be reminded that there's a much bigger picture. Lawmakers must yield to the ultimate lawgiver. Governors and presidents must bow before the King of Kings, and the Supreme Court must remember that it's not the Supreme Judge. Our image of Christ on Christmas Day is one of a baby lying in a manger, and the problem is, for some, that's where it ends. For some, Jesus will always be that helpless baby born in Bethlehem, but that's not where it ends. Jesus came the first time as the gentle lamb who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. He remained the sacrificial lamb throughout his time on earth, and as it says in the book of Isaiah, like a lamb led to the slaughter and like a sheep silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. It's important for us to remember that Jesus was indeed the baby in Bethlehem and was also the lamb sacrificed for our sins, but that's not where it stops. When he comes again, he will return not as a lamb, but as the triumphant lion of the tribe of Judah. He will return in glory and majesty as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Politicians fear voters. They should instead fear the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who was and who is and who is to come. This is the Jesus that we serve. This is the Jesus that we love, and this is the Jesus that we celebrate. As the world distracts, distorts, and downplays the importance of Christmas, it's our privilege as Christians to remind them to look not at the baby in the manger, but at the Savior of the universe. From all of us at the Montana Family Foundation, we wish you and your family a very merry and Christ-filled Christmas.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.